Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, that's right, everybody. It's another episode of the Final Fantasy Podcast here on Post Show Recaps, covering the Final Fantasy video game franchise. Right now, talking about all things Final Fantasy 2. I'm Josh Wigler. I'm joined here by Brooklyn Zed. Zed, what's going on as we are returning to the world of FF2 for an unexpected podcast number two?
We are on an airship hunt, I believe.
Yeah, we're pissed, right? Like, some bad stuff has happened in the world of FF2. Everything's been ruined. Everything's been
destroyed. A lot of bad things happen in the world of FF2.
Non-stop. Non-stop bad things are happening in the world of FF2. We're not going to stop talking about bad things that happen in the world of FF2 as we continue crawling through the story. This is our second podcast about Final Fantasy 2 as we are just, kind of seemingly crawling through the Final Fantasy franchise. Who knows what's happening here, but this seems to be a thing that's going on. And as we left last time, talking about the adventures of Firion, Maria, and Guy, that they have joined the Rebel Alliance against the Evil Empire, Star Wars style, traveling the world to help everybody who responds to the call of Wild Rose. And they had this big, bright idea, like, okay, cool, we're going to destroy the Evil Empire's big, bad, evil airship. And look where that got us, Zed. It got us nowhere.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten to the big evil airship yet, but the big evil airship is beginning to wreak havoc for sure.
Yeah, so we'll track that havoc and talk about where it takes us next. First of all, Zed, how you doing as we are recording this on October 4th? Another time-traveling podcast on our hands.
I'm doing okay. Yesterday was October 3rd, which is Mean Girls Day, but I no longer work at Mean Girls, so that's something to
celebrate. What does Mean Girls Day mean, by the way? I don't really totally get it.
So in the movie, and so therefore then in the Broadway musical where I was employed, the character Aaron Samuels turns around and asks Lindsay Lohan's character what day it is. And she narrates in the movie, on October 3rd, he asked me what day it was. And so then he says, hey, what day is it? And she says, it's October 3rd. So that became a whole big thing, October 3rd. And when the show was running, we would do big events for October 3rd. But yesterday was just a regular October 3rd. And for that, I am grateful. That was like a weird tangent. Hi, hello. I'm
fine. Hey, everything's okay. Everything's okay. I was looking to see, is there a Final Fantasy day? It doesn't seem like it. I wonder what that should be.
Yeah, we could just pick one.
I guess it depends, Zed, on which Final Fantasy, right? Because like Final Fantasy 1 day would be January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Final Fantasy 2 day would be February 2nd. Oh, man, I'm stuck with Final Fantasy 3 months. Anyway, we'll get there.
I mean, all the characters have birthdays, right? It could be like Cloud's birthday. It could be Vincent's birthday.
Can we throw a surprise party for Cloud later this year?
You would hate it.
When is Cloud Strife's birthday? Cloud Strife's birthday. Let's see. August 11th. We missed it.
He's a Leo? No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. He is. This would be a fun game. Who do you want me to look up next?
Of the characters.
Yeah. Let's see. Eris birthday. February 7th.
I was going to say she feels like an Aquarius.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Anyone born in any Pisces? Any Pisces? Tifa's May 3rd.
A Taurus like me.
Uh-huh. Barrett is a December baby. He's coming up.
Oh.
December, what is it? It's December 15th.
Sagittarius. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, Sid. Sid Highwind, FF7. We'll get to Final Fantasy 2 in a second, folks. We're just following the line. Sid is February 22nd. That makes him a Pisces, right?
Just barely, yeah.
Hey, so. Sensitivo, just like me. Let's see. When's my vampire boyfriend's birthday? I would love it if he didn't have one. Ooh! it's already passed for the listeners of the Final Fantasy podcast, but for you and I in the recording, October 13th.
Of course it is.
Is the spooky season.
Yes, but not quite a Scorpio, which surprises me.
No. All right. Just putting in my calendar really quickly. Vincent's birthday. Maybe we could we'll do a Vincent birthday party podcast or something like that. Probably not actually do that. Okay. What is Kate Sith's birthday? Did they give Kate Sith a birthday?
Is it just Reeve's birthday or whatever day he first booted up Kate Sith?
Let's see. Kate Sith birthday. Thegamer.com has everybody's birthday. Some of them have birthdays unknown. Like Zach doesn't have a known birthday. Sephiroth has no known birthday. Marlene, they say Marlene was born in 2003. Okay, I don't really understand what that means, but all right. Sure, that's fine. Yuffie's coming up November 20th, born in 1991. And then Kate Sith does not have a known birthday, which makes sense. And Red 13 does not have a known birthday other than he was born in 1959. I don't know why that cracks me up. He was born in 1959. None of this makes sense. Anyways, this what you came to the Final Fantasy 2 podcast for? I think yes.
Final Fantasy 7 is never truly over. That's really what we're here to
tell
you.
That's the takeaway. I think that that's the takeaway. Here's another takeaway. We're going to take a quick second and tell you that it's the post-show recaps Patreon that you need to know about, of course, as always, as this podcast is coming out. It's the end of October.
Wow.
And what a month it was.
What an incredible one-year birthday month we've had.
An absolutely delightful birthday month that we've had, where we opened up the post-show recaps patron Discord to the $5 patrons with a wing of the Discord called the Campus Tour. We had such success with it. And I'm saying this on October 4th. And as of October 4th, like, we've had such success with it. It's been so much fun getting to have so many new voices in the community. And look, the party never stops, as Johnny would tell you. Birthday unknown for Johnny. The party never stops. Post-show recaps Patreon program is still going with Gustav. With my good friend Gustav is joining us in the post-show recaps patron program, and we would like you and Gustav to become friends. Consider signing up patreon.com/postshowrecaps at whatever level you are comfortable with. At that $10 level, you get access to the full post-show recaps patron Discord. At that $5 level, you get access to that campus tour section. We're keeping that open. Come on in, guy. We want you here.
You got to come hang out in the Discord, man. Like, we really want to hang out with you there. It's so cool. Like, come on, bro. It'll be really cool, bro.
Come on in, guy who speaks beaver, as we will talk about in the Final Fantasy II recap coming up. We want to hear from you. We want you in here. So for the $5 a month, you're going to be able to get access to a portion of the PSR Discord where all of us are hanging out. So you'll get to meet a ton of people for the low, low price of $5 a month. We think it's a steal. Come on in. Patreon.com/postshowrecaps. Before we get into the recap, let's just throw it to our sponsors really quick. One quick ad break before we get going. Be back in a second.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, we are back talking about Final Fantasy II for real this time, unless you have any other birthday thoughts.
I don't, not that I'm aware of at no, this moment.
That's fine. That's fine. Hey, what did everyone dress as, or what are you going to dress as for Halloween if it's a Final Fantasy costume? This is October 30th as this podcast comes out. Hope you figured it out. Send us your picks. We want to know. We want to see. What was the costume? Let us know. All right. Let us charge back into Final Fantasy II. Zed, the Dreadnought has ruined much of the world. And our party returns to Altair to talk to Hilda about, like, oh, God, we're so sorry we botched this. And Hilda's like, you guys, you idiots, you ruined it. You ruined everything. I like to imagine Hilda as, like, this, like, indignant, like, frustrated person with, like, the lack of success from her rebel fighters.
Yeah. Well, it's not our fault. What's the army doing?
Yeah,
we're out there getting all the information and coming back here and like reporting from the field. Everybody else seems to just be like hanging out in the castle.
Yeah, everyone's hanging out in the castle. No one's really doing anything. And so Hilda's like, you know what? Here's the thing. Why don't you go and talk to that guy, Cid? Why don't you go find Cid? He hangs out at this bar in the town of Poft. He may tell you some stuff about what you could do to like fix your mistake and also feel a little bit bad about yourselves as you go to Poft. And so you're like, okay, I guess we'll talk to Cid because Cid is the airship person. This is, you know, pretty consistent across Final Fantasy is like Cid is either the airship person or has some sort of science-y-ish background. And this Cid is no different in that regard. And if you go and you find Cid, he's like, oh, yeah, well, what you want is you're going to need to get some sunfire. Like, well, that sounds hot.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, that's how they power the airships. And I, you know, what's the Dreadnought but a really big airship? So just go get some sunfire.
Go get some sunfire.
But I don't know where. Good luck with that.
Good luck with all that. And so, like, you go back to Altair and Hill's like, what? You're like, hey, sorry. Are you in the middle of something? She's like, no, but how are you guys still here? We're like, we are. And so you ask her about the sunfire and she's like, oh, well, actually there's some sunfire in like a cave basically. Right. Mm-hmm. Like there's some sunfire in like this, like snow cave. If you can get to the snow.
Well,
cave.
I think there are actually several steps to get to the sunfire. Cause the sunfire is at Kashan.
Yeah. Kashan.
Like in that castle.
Keep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But first we have to go a bunch of other places.
Yeah. Like we could use that. That would be really, really good, but you're going to need it. Yeah, that's it. Like you're going to need to get a thing with which you'll be able to contain the fire. And with the containment of the fire, then perhaps you will be able to destroy the Dreadnought that did so much damage to us. So how about you, you go and figure that out. And so like the thing you need, you find out about from Hilda's dad, the king, who is still not doing great. And he tells you about the goddess bell. This is another example of a thing that I did not realize originated in this game and is not like a massively important thing in the Final Fantasy that I'm thinking of, but it's actually one that you've played. We just haven't talked about. There's a moment in Final Fantasy IX where you have to like ring these bells. I think they're like the goddess bells that you got to use. So you tell Hilda, like, oh, yeah, what about these goddess bells? She's like, okay, maybe that would work. How about you go find out yourself? Okay. All right, fine.
Yeah, so go to the snow plains. Joseph maybe knows some stuff. So now you have to go back to Salaman to talk to Joseph.
Yeah, so when you go to Joseph and you go to Salaman, and, like, you had rescued all those people, including his daughter, and Joseph is like, I think you're great. I didn't think you were great before. And I should have helped you before, and I was just being a total jerk about it. But like, I want to help you now. And so we're like, okay, that's great. Come on, let's go. He's like, okay, let's go right now. We're like, do you want to like put on like more like clothes or armor? Like, do you want to like bring a weapon? He's like, no, I'll just punch stuff. So Joseph's weapon are his fists.
Who needs weapon when you've got these guys?
Yeah, check out these guns. It's like, those don't look like guns. Like, they're my arms. So Joseph is a brawler. This is this is sort of like the first official monk character of mm-hmm. Final Fantasy, and I did not know that. For me, there is someone named Yang who will meet in FF. I was going to call it FF2, but it's FF4, who is a delight, who is a great character. And so he is my monk. But this is the original monk. I got to tip my wombat cap to Joseph. For as long as he's alive.
Well, the original monk, not considering the monk in the original Final Fantasy?
Well, I mean, like, as a character.
Okay.
Not as a class.
Okay.
And I don't want to besmirch your monk, Tala.
Yeah.
You know, but like...
You wouldn't dare.
I wouldn't. But did that character, I don't know, say anything?
No, I don't think she had any dialogue.
Yeah.
She was just susceptible to poison. That was her main
That was her main
as it turned out.
Yeah. What I love about Joseph is Joseph's like, all right, remember that waterfall? Let's just go right back there. And we just go, go to the waterfall, open this secret compartment, and here's my snowmobile. Like, what? Like, yeah, you guys want to hop on my quad? We'll just like 4x4 through the snow plains. Because there's like a snow area in this game that you cannot walk on unless you have a snowmobile, which is, to me, hilarious.
Transit rules are always a little odd to me in these games. Like what a canoe can and can't sail on versus like what a ship can and can't sail on versus how you get to a waterfall and where you can walk it, but the airship can't land in the forest or the desert or wherever.
Yeah. What I love about I don't know if it's love, Zed, but what I find amazing is like the layout of the world of this game is so bizarre. It's just so strange. You have this huge continent, like the mega monolith continent, this extremely walkable land. And you have in like this one sort of like northerly stretch of it is just like this gigantic swath of snow surrounded by mountains. And there's one way in and one way out. And you just have to walk all the way to the right or all the way to the left, if you're trying to get in or out. And it is like a huge piece of real estate in the game that only has one accessible location.
Right.
That's
and you
it.
Only need to go there the one time.
One time. That's it.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Strange.
So strange. So you take the snowmobile, you have to go across this big stretch of land. I don't know, did you find any enemies that were especially challenging?
Not that I recall. I'm trying to see if it's reminding us of anything in particular, but I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it was pretty straightforward. But you go into the snow cave, and again, these dungeons, they suck. There's all these different rooms. You go into the room, they just like barf you out into the center of the room, and there's nothing in there, and it's horrible. But then something happens as you are winding your way through this snow cave. At a certain point, you meet strategywiki.org describes as a small colony of large beavers. A small colony of large beavers.
Uh-huh.
This is not a Mad Lib. This is Final Fantasy II. And you go through, Zed, and you try to talk to these beavers. And the beavers aren't really talking back in a way
because
that you
can
understand.
Beavers. Because
they're beavers. Because it's a small colony of large beavers.
Yeah.
And so Furion's like, I don't understand. And Guy, with his purple cape, and his Josh Wiggler in grade school mushroom cut steps out of the party, marches right up to Furion, and says, in a moment that both you and I separately, did you screen record this or did you screen cap it?
I took a screenshot of the dialogue, yeah.
I screen recorded this because I was so taken aback. guy rolls right up to Furion and basically does like the like, dude, I got this.
I feel like he like Tarzan punches him out of the way.
He walks up. He says, guy speak beaver. Guy speak beaver.
I think it's literally the second thing he said in the entire game.
When Guy does talk, and it does not happen often, he talks like this.
Yeah.
Guy talk like this. Guy speak beaver. And it's like, man, this character is awesome. I love this guy. I love this guy.
I have minimal grasp of English, but Guy speak beaver.
But Guy speak beaver real well. Guy speak beaver. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. And it is just, it's transcendent, Zed, is what it is. This incredible moment as he steps up and says all of this.
Moments take years to become iconic.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I guess for
it's
for
a little
us,
bit of both.
For us, yeah, it took years.
It took years for it to become instantly iconic.
Mm-hmm. Guy's big beaver. If that's not, is that a t-shirt anywhere? What's Guy's birthday? Guy speak beaver.
I wouldn't be surprised if there is a shirt that says Guy speak beaver that has nothing to do with Final Fantasy.
There is a Twitter account at Guy speak beaver, following 119 people, followed by 33. Does not seem to do much in terms of lots of retweeting from Guy speak beaver.
Because not a whole lot of ability to construct his own sentences.
Beaver are a recurring species in the Final Fantasy series. They are. They appear only in the Game Boy Advance version of the original Final Fantasy. Then they make their first appearance in the original Nintendo version, according to FinalFantasy.fandom.com. And then I guess they're in Shadowbringers, the Final Fantasy 14 expansion. Spoilers.
Wow.
Did not know that. Sorry. I love how the walkthrough articulates this. They won't make sense to you until you try to speak with the leader, at which point Guy will indicate that he is capable of understanding and communicating with these animals. He does indeed indicate this.
That's so many more words than Guy speak beaver.
Too many words. Way too many
capable words. Of understanding and communicating with these animals.
Yes. Okie dokie. So he successfully negotiates with the beavers, who then like open up a secret path in the cave to like get you to the place where you can pick up the goddess bell, which is what you're going to need for Sunfire Gate. And once you have the goddess bell, like, okay, cool, time to leave. And as you're like trucking out, here's Borgen, Borgen the traitor, right? The person who was part of like the good guys, and then he defected to the Empire, and he's the one who like laughed in your face. But
dastardly Borgen.
He doesn't like that you've got the goddess bell, so he wants to fight you. He wants to fight you to prove himself to the Emperor. And I don't know, for me, all of the battles were super easy, Zed. So I don't know how this went for you. Was this difficult with Borgen or not really?
No, not really. I think the only times I'm trying to recall, but I don't think I had any major like party defeats until pretty far on in the game. And that was, as I discussed in the first podcast, not through being not leveled up enough, but just if you get ambushed by monsters that can incapacitate all your characters, and that happens before you have a chance to do anything, then there's literally nothing you can do.
Yes.
But no, I didn't find any of the battles in this one particularly difficult that I can recall.
Yeah. Yeah, this is relatively easy for me too, obviously, because I just like, I think I probably either punched him in the face and he just exploded, or I teleported him out of there. I don't know. Unmemorable. But when you beat him in battle, Borgen's pissed. So he throws a boulder at you.
Yeah, like this Indiana is Jones. Wild.
He releases a boulder.
Yeah.
And Joseph is like, oh, no, you don't. Get out of here, kids.
Go on ahead. Go on without me.
Like, Joseph, what are you doing? We could probably all outrun the boulder.
No.
And Joseph's like, I don't know. I've been waiting for a day like today.
Will slow it down as it crushes my body, and therefore you will be able to escape.
Joseph throws himself in front of the boulder, and as would happen in real life, the boulder squashes and kills him.
Yeah.
Joseph's dead.
Yep.
And his amazing Technicolor dream coat is gone too. It's really just a big green coat. His amazing Technicolor green coat is gone.
They could use it like a green screen and then turn it into literally anything.
I mean, it's the exact color that you would want from a green screen coat Joseph is wearing. So he's just the part. Joseph is dead, Zed. Eulogy for Joseph.
My jaw dropped. I think I said, oh no, out loud when the boulders appeared. And that I was just like in shock as it proceeded to run over one
Joseph.
Of our party members.
Yeah.
With like no thought for his daughter.
Yeah.
Like, go with these. I understand that like they're kids, which seems to be a theme of Final Fantasy as well, that like we're going to send these young adventurers out into the world.
Right.
But like you have a daughter at home to take care of. Just also run.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to just stand there and wait, dude. You
get
probably
out of the
could
way.
Have gotten away too.
You could have. Yeah. You for sure could have just gotten out of the way, man. And he doesn't. He's like, nah. Joseph speak boulder. And so he tries, but no, he just gets crushed by a boulder. And this is a hallmark of the Final Fantasy series, characters dying from time to time. It doesn't happen in all of them, but playable characters do die. Certainly, we've talked about the big one from FF7. We encountered, I don't know how much of this we've encountered in 8. I don't think a ton, really. Like, 8's like fairly good to its main cast. You know, my experience of the Final Fantasy franchise is a little different, where like I played certain games and I was like, oh my God, did that character just die? And it's like, yeah. And like it meant a lot. And it was really impactful and powerful at a time when I was a kid playing these games for the first time. And I think part of the distinction, like I don't feel anything when Joseph dies. I feel like, what the heck? That dude just let himself lay down in front of a boulder and get rolled over. Whereas like there's
and like blink out of existence. Yeah.
There's going to be stuff coming up in some of the Final Fantasies in the earlier portion of the series where like the deaths like happen and they matter. And Spooky will be really upset about some of these coming up. I got to tell you. Yeah. I think Spooky's not going to like some of the characters that we lose along the way here.
Uh-oh.
I'm pretty sure. If you go back to Altair, you have to tell Hilda like, "All right, well, we've got the goddess bell, but Joseph died," and Hilda's like, "You idiot." Oh my God, I can't believe you let that happen.
It's like, okay, well, you got the bell. You know what you need to do. I don't really know why you're even here.
Yeah. Why did you let that happen? So when that goes down, now you've got the goddess bell, so now you got to go and get the fire, and that's at Kashuan Keep, which is in this, like, it's sort of like, it looks like this, like, eye in the middle of the continent. There's, like, mountains surrounding a forest, surrounding a mountain, surrounding a lake, surrounding a castle.
Yeah. It's like, it's got layers, you know? It's a little bit like a Swiss roll. There's, like,
Is this the seven-layer bar of castles?
You've got your island of castle and then water and then mountain and then forest and then mountain and then forest.
And then continent.
Right.
And then ocean.
Yes.
The zoom. And then planet and stars. Like we just keep zooming out. So you go to Kashuan Keep, and I don't remember anything being like massively memorable here. I don't know. Like you go to like get the fire. Is there anything else that really happens here?
Well, the problem
is just
a
dungeon
you use. Yeah, basically. So like the Sunfire is right there when you enter, but you can't hold it yet. like the goddess bell will get you into Cashewan Keep so that you can go get the thing that you need to be able to carry the Sunfire.
Yeah. Cool.
So yeah, great. You go through this dungeon. It's like the other dungeons as far as I can remember. And then there's the different colored like souls, like the red soul and the yellow soul. And you think that because it's red, it's like a fire magic enemy.
Right.
It is not. You have to just use physical attacks against all of the various souls because they are healed by magic.
That's so counterintuitive.
Yeah, I did not like it.
That's just like not how this ever works out.
No.
In these games, like the way that it goes in these games is like you see like a magic fire thing, you cast ice on it. You don't punch it.
Yeah.
But not here.
And red is fire, blue is water.
Yeah, green is earth,
and like yellow is air.
Yes.
And based on the colors, you're supposed to know what magic you should use against it.
Right. Okay, no. So that's what it was. You had to use the goddess bell to break in. You break in, you get a torch, you go back to the start after you fight some fire shit, and then you take the torch and you get the Sunfire with your torch.
The Egil torch?
Edgel's torch? Eagle's torch?
Eagle's torch?
On a dark desert highway, you light that up. So you grab that torch, and then like, so now it's like, okay, well, I'm going to have to wander all the way back to like find the dreadnought on foot. That doesn't sound fun. Well, if that doesn't sound fun, guess what, bud? You got a Chocobo Forest hanging out right here next to Cashewan's Keep.
Yeah.
Is this your first Chocobo Forest that you're encountering? There's one in FF8, but I don't think that you went.
I went into it, but I went into like Chocobo Forest 3, which like does you no good if you haven't been to the other two, which I never stumbled across. So yeah, this is the first Chocobo Forest that I have formally visited, although I was aware of them as a place that exists throughout Final Fantasy.
I love a Chocobo Forest.
What I love about this Chocobo Forest is there is no catching nonsense. You just walk up to that one little Chocobo. You say, hey, you get on that Chocobo, you ride away.
Yeah.
No fighting battles while trying not to scare it off. No throwing greens at it.
Great.
None
system.
Of this nonsense. Just walk in.
You walk up to Chocobo, you're like, hey, you a Chocobo? Chocobo's like, yeah, what of it?
Let's go.
And you're like, are you available for? Yeah, hop on. Come on. Chocobo Uber driver.
Yeah, like, I was surprised it was that easy, especially when like so many things in these early games can be really like complex and challenging and counterintuitive. Yeah. Chocobo Forest, this cute little like triangle of trees, this little like clearing in a bunch of regular forest. He's like, here's where your Chocobo is. It will be waiting here for you anytime you want it.
Yes.
Come get it. Enjoy.
Come get it.
And then go running.
So go running. Get that Chocobo. Go to the forest. Get the stuff. And you do it. And so I love that. I love the Chocobo in this game. Chocobos are great in Final Fantasy IV as well. They're a little faster. So you like got to catch them. But like you just have to like walk up to it and get it. But sometimes they're like they're squirrely and they'll get away from you. But you don't have to throw anything at it. You just have to talk to it. Like just like try and connect with them, you know?
Yeah, I feel that. That's fair.
That's fair. So you get on a Chocobo. If you go all the way back to Altair, then you will find out that Hilda and Cid have been kidnapped.
And they were supposed to be waiting for you when you got back with the Sunfire, but they are gone.
They've been kidnapped. And that sucks. It's a bummer. And you're like, oh, well, where are they? They're on the Dreadnought. You're like, oh, good. Great. Last time we approached the Dreadnought, it went well. And now, like, we have to go, and it's a hostage situation. Cool, 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 cool. But you go, because the Dreadnought is just, like, parked on, like, the land bridge we talked about. Like, the Bering Strait of Final Fantasy II. like, it's just there.
Yep.
So you go and you walk in and like eventually, like, I don't know, the dreadnought, like, again, we talked about this last time, that if you try to, if you forget to like leave that sewer system and search it thoroughly, you may not get a pass to get on the dreadnought. You need that pass to get on the dreadnought. Can you even imagine like not knowing that? And then you show it to the dreadnought and they're like, sorry, you're clearly a rebel. You can't come
right
on. I'd be so lost. I'd be so frustrated.
Yeah, you would. Right. It's like you can fight him and then I'm sure he'll still be there afterwards because that's how they work in this game. So you'd be totally stuck because there's nothing that said nothing in the game anywhere is like, oh, yeah, I bet you can get a pass to get on the dreadnought somewhere. Or I bet you'll find something useful in Basque, which I think is it's like the sewers of Basque is where you find that pass. But that was like a while ago.
Yeah. So hope you got that. You're gonna want that. You may even need that. In fact, you do need that, no doubt. So you have a pass and you get on the dreadnought, and the dreadnought's a little bit of a like a twisting, winding place. I felt like very lucky that I was able to find Hilda and Cid.
Yeah, well, and I saw them, but I didn't have the somewhere you find thief's gloves.
Yeah.
And I had gotten them, but I hadn't equipped them. And you have to have the thief's gloves equipped in order to be able to open that gate to their cell. So right. I found them, but the gate was locked. And I was like, okay, so is there another way in, or I have to go fight somebody else, or like, what is the solution here? And eventually had to look at the walkthrough to understand. They're like, no, I'd been in the right place the whole time. I've now like backtracked significantly thinking there's like a secret wall or something that I need to walk through.
Yeah.
No, got to equip those thief's gloves.
Yeah.
And then you can magically open the door.
Also somewhere along the way, Zed, we picked up Gordon.
Mm-hmm. Maybe is that, oh, not when you go back and find out they're not there. Cause that's optional.
No, Gordon, you get when you're going to,
Cashwan's
keep. And so Gordon, I think Gordon is carrying an eagle's torch for Hilda.
Yeah.
Like big Hilda fan. And Hilda's like, I'm sorry. I was in love with your brother. This is very weird for me.
Uh-huh. But he didn't love me, I guess, because he didn't say anything about me when he died.
He did, though. He did. We just are holding on to that information because it's awkward.
Because he said, don't tell her.
And so we're being cool, right? You say, don't tell me to tell a thing. Like, we're not going to do it. So we're just gonna hold on to that. So like Gordon's like, Hilda, oh my god. And doesn't like Gordon leave you to like escort Hilda and Cid out of here?
I think that's right. He's like, I'll like cause a distraction or something to like give you cover or something like that.
Yeah Is this, do you get captured here, or does the capture happen later? I think maybe it happens a little later. I don't think you get captured here. No, I think the dreadnought is like a relatively resounding success. you just like stampede through the dreadnought. You rescue your friends. You have to like do this one thing, right? Where like you have to like go through this annoying like series of like you're in one room, but things are like blocked off in an obnoxious way. So, like, you have to, like, go this, like, winding way to get to the center and, like, pour sunfire on the engine. But once you put sunfire in the engine, the game's like, okay, pack it in.
Yeah.
Score
oh,
one
well, that,
for the
that's
rebels.
What I did. That's right. So, they are, their cell is on, like, the second floor. And you have to get to the sixth floor to blow up the engine. And I found them, but I couldn't get them out. And I was like, all right, I guess I'll go to the engine. And I made it all the way there. Which includes the floor where all the routes are blocked off by the captains. And I make it all the way to the engine, and they're like, you can't blow up the engine. Cid and Hilda are still here. And I was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. It's frustrating. So like you have to like go back and like find them.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks. I didn't have that experience, but I could imagine having that experience.
Yeah,
let me
tell
you something.
Let me go all the
way
back and go all the way around past these captains and all the way around the other floor and the other floor.
And not because it's an especially hard game, I don't think. Like, again, like, especially if you sink 20 hours into it before you start really playing it.
It's just tedious.
It's tedious. These dungeons suck. They really do. Anyway, so you like blow up the airship, and the Dark Knight is like, that's not cool. And Marie's like, why does he sound so familiar? And instantly I'm like, oh, because he's Leon.
Right, yeah.
Because that's the guy who we're missing, but is totally like our friend Leon.
But in again, like Hallmark Final Fantasy fashion, it's like, well, let's not think about that too much. We have other problems to attend to.
Yeah. That's no good. So like you've destroyed the city destroyer, though. This is great.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Great.
This.
Did it. Done.
It's so solved awesome that we problem. Beat the game. It's
yeah.
really awesome.
Oh,
that we
except
beat the
not
game.
Even remotely close.
It's very, very good. So you destroyed the dreadnought, but we got bad news. The king.
Mm-hmm.
He's unwell.
Minwu has not been able to save him.
Yeah. You had one job, Minwu.
Yeah. You didn't come with us. You stayed here to take care of the king. And for what?
Just keep casting cure on him, Minwu. What are you doing?
You have super high level spells. Come on.
I can't. I keep trying. And it's just like I've like maxed out. I can't get past cure 11. Every time I keep trying and it's still just stuck at cure 11.
Get lots of use out of it if you came with us.
Yeah. So the king is dying. The king is going to like do a couple of things before death. The king is going to task Gordon with being the leader of the army, which feels like really shitty towards Hilda. Hilda's been putting in the sweat equity here.
Yeah, she's been like serving as regent, like the ruler of the kingdom and doing all the work.
You're not on the succession train yet, Zed, and this may be irrelevant by the time that this podcast comes out because 2 weeks or so of season three will have already come out. But this is like classic, like, Logan, just give it to Shiv. Come on. Are you serious? Are you like this awful of a person that you can't give the kingdom to your daughter? That's like the king's like, I don't want Hilda to have anything to do. Like, Hilda's been doing great. We just destroyed the dreadnought, you jerk. Anyway, so he's giving it
to
Gordon.
Who is Gordon?
Yeah, who is Gordon? Isn't he the fisherman who we're supposed to trust? That's who we're supposed to trust, the Gordon's fisherman, but not the Gordon's army. This is not
the Gordon brother of Scott.
Not the Gordon. It's the Gordon's fisherman. It's not the Gordon's army. It's not the Gordon Zola.
Oh boy.
Uh-huh. It's Gordon's fish. Anyway, so he gives Gordon the army and he tells Minwu, go find Ultima Tome. You need to get Ultima. And I'm like, oh, cool. That is a great spell that I have much reverence for across the Final Fantasy series. And I expect I'll never need to use it because I'm all powerful with my fists and my teleports. But Minwu has to go and do that. And then he's like, you young lad. And Furion's like, me? He's like, yeah, you come here.
He's like, just some kid, but like everybody seems to know who Furion is.
Yeah. You with that incredibly impressive headwear. My God, what is that? No, you like it? It's just like shells and cloth. All right, enough talking. It was better when there was an air of mystery about it. And he says, go find the dragoons. And here I am on the other side of this being like, oh, snap, dragoons. Mm-hmm. Love dragoons. My favorite class in the Final Fantasy series, the dragoons. Getting hype for FF4. It's like, we're going to need a dragoon and we're going to need their wyverns. They've got an alliance. The dragoons and basically the dragons are in league with each other and we're going to need them to fight the Empire. Also, will you all take care of Hilda?
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. So Gordon is now in charge of the army. Minwu is on Minwu's on a mission of their own. And you are all left with the task of going to find the dragoons in Deist.
It's time for a Deist heist.
Deist heist is going down. But before you do, you get you got to go back to Paloom because you don't have a better vehicle than a pirate ship. And someone in Paloom is going to be like, yeah, we'll give you a ride. And it's Leela, or is it Layla? I don't know.
I think it's Layla.
let's do that. And she's like, yo, come on my ship. We're like, okay, why not? Too trusting. Too trusting. Not world weary enough to be like, I'm not just getting in the car. Leo's like looking at Furion's backpack. Hey, Furion.
Yeah.
You know,
he's just young and dumb and easy to trick.
Oh, a ship. Great.
Okay.
Okay. That sounds nice. It's a ride. It's a free ride, guys. Come on. And you get on and like you're in the ocean. And she just looks at you. She's like, now listen, I'm a pirate. So I kept your pockets, like put everything on the ground. You're like, oh, well, you've messed with the wrong kids because we're actually really powerful. And you have to fight like another gaggle of pirates for your second game in a row. And they're just
your
like,
buccaneers are no match for us.
No, they're really not. Paper tigers, these guys.
Yeah. So far in my experience, my encounters with pirates in the Final Fantasy series has been underwhelming, to say the least.
Disappointment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not great, these pirates. And so the pirates, they go down quickly, and Layla's like, oh, well, you're all really cool. Would you mind not killing me?
Like, yeah, please don't kill me.
We're not going to kill you. We're kids. And she's like, oh, incredible. All right. Well, I guess like, you know, like the only right thing to do is like say that you are now in charge of my ship and my life.
Yeah.
And so Layla's like, I'm in. Like, wow, well, we didn't need that, but I guess we'll take it. And so Layla's on board now.
Mm-hmm. And she's super cool. I like her a lot.
You just like the hair.
Of course I do.
And
she looks
really
cool.
I'm not judging. You know how
I
feel about
Final Fantasy
hair.
And I love a pirate. You know I love a pirate.
I love Final Fantasy hair.
Give me a purple-haired lady pirate? What more can I ask for?
Let me ask you something. What do you think green hair? Does that sound cool?
It's fine.
What about like green hair with like purple streaks?
Okay.
Does that sound cool?
Are we doing like a Tim Burton like Beetlejuicy thing? What's happening here?
No, it's just what if that is like a character's natural hair color?
I feel like it's a thing that I'm going to encounter in the future.
Yeah, does like a green and purple hair thing sound cool?
Uh-huh. Very like Mardi Gras vibes.
It's going to be pretty dope. Okay. All right, so you're on the ship. You go to Diced with Layla, who's now just like, okay, I'm with you forever. It's like, great. You go to Diced, all of the dragons are dead.
Yeah, things have not gone well here.
Like, of course. This is just how it's been. All of the dragoons are dead in Diced.
And then you go to the castle and you chase a little boy.
This little boy's like, help!
He's like, don't follow me.
Don't follow me. And you like follow him. It's like,
you're like, okay, I'm definitely going to follow you.
And this kid's mom is like, what are you numbskulls doing here? And so you're in. All the dragoons are dead. All of the dragons are dead. There's one wyvern still standing. He's a little baby, right?
I think this is an old one.
Oh, yeah, this is the old one. But the old wyvern's like, there's a baby. You need to go find my child.
Take this egg.
Yeah.
But first you have to go, but you can't understand it yet. It's like a lot of back and forth and like get the thing to be able to do the other thing. You have to go get a pendant so that you can understand the wyvern.
Right. Okay, that's right. And so what I did and my mistake was like I pushed all the way through the wyvern cavern, defeated the end boss, went all the way down to this spring.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And realized that I wasn't able to do anything anymore. And so I consulted the walkthrough, and the walkthrough is like, yeah, bro, you missed a crucial step. You're going to have to do all of this again. I'm like, great. Great. Yeah. Intuitive and great. And so you have to push in for just a little while, get a pendant, come back to Dice, talk to the wyvern. The wyvern will die.
Yeah, it's like, take my egg.
Take my egg.
Let my line live on in the life stream.
Yes. Take my egg. Bring it down to the hot springs and may there be more wyverns. It is called a life stream or is it a life spring?
I think it's a life spring, although in the walkthrough it does say life stream.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure, but the word spring is definitely used in the game.
It is a life stream.
It is not
least,
the.
But it is not the life stream.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It definitely says life spring later on in the walkthrough, and that is correct.
I hate this dungeon because I had to do it twice.
Fair.
You go all the way down, and like you have to fight a chimera, right? I think is the boss.
There are many chimeras.
Yeah.
But we're not yet at the Sphinx chimeras or the chimera sphinxes.
Oh, God. Is that... That's not in here, right?
Not here, but no. It is in this game. And I just laughed so hard. They're like, I don't know. They're out of ideas. Here's a... Chimera sphinx.
Chimera sphinx.
That's a thing.
Yeah. So you fight them. You fight the chimeras. Mm-hmm. You throw the egg in the spring. And the egg is just like, okay. Well, bye.
Bye. Leave me here.
Just let me soak. Uh-huh. That's it. Okay.
Yeah. And so then you go back and you report to the mom. And she's glad that you put the egg in the spring.
Yeah. Thanks. Like, you're welcome.
Okay. I'm not sure we got anywhere really right now.
You all okay here? They're like, yeah, we'll be fine.
We came to talk to the dragoons. We did not succeed. The only
right?
wyvern that exists is a future wyvern.
Yeah.
It's in its pre-wyvern stage.
Yeah, pre-wyverning. Yeah. We're gonna check in on that at some other point in the future, though.
Mm-hmm.
You go back to Altair.
As always, every time.
Every time. You go back to Altair, and everyone's like, gotta be honest, Hilda is freaking me out right now. They're like, why? What's up with Hilda? And they're like, why don't you go talk to Hilda? And you go and you talk to Hilda, and she is a monster.
Yeah.
But before she's a monster, Hilda tries to mac it to Furion. And Furion, this is like Major Joseph and Potiphar's wife vibes. To bring some Andrew Lloyd Webber biblical nonsense to bear upon the proceedings.
Uh-huh.
And this whole thing is, I thought, hysterical. Because with the very, 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 very extraordinarily light characterization of this game, Maria's like, how dare you? Like, the whole party's like scandalized by this. As it's not a seduction, it's a monster.
Mm-hmm.
And the real Hilda has been captured again because of course
in her like castle full of rebel. Again, what is the rebel army doing? This place is crawling with people, and she manages to be captured again.
Yes. By the Empire, the Emperor himself, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And that there is an arena, a Colosseum somewhere in the world. And
really had enough of Colosseums.
And she's being held at the Colosseum as a prize.
Yikes. Yeah.
So you're like, all right, well, we're pretty cool. We'll go to the Colosseum. We'll win the fight. So you have to go.
And Gordon's like, yes, I'm going to come fight for her honor. And we're like, Gordon, what were you doing before?
Goof.
I'd rather go with Layla. You stay here, but you don't have a choice.
Gordon, stay here and guard the base. Mm-hmm. No, he comes with you.
So now Layla's got to do Gordon's job.
Yes.
Like, again, the women just doing all the things so that the men can go like be valiant or whatever.
Yes, yes. That's it. This is where you get trapped, right? You go and you go into the arena and you have to do some fights and stuff. And then the Emperor's like, oh, congratulations. You've done so great. Except I know who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
I know who you are, children. And he throws you in jail. And so you've been arrested.
And we fight a behemoth here.
Yes, love a behemoth.
Which is something I have seen before.
Love a behemoth.
Mm-hmm.
You fight the behemoth, you beat the behemoth, you get thrown in jail, and your boy Paul the thief is like, what are you guys doing?
Greatest thief of all time.
Paul really grew on me. Paul's like, all right, we'll help you out. Let me just jigger this thing here. Let me put the lock pick here. Okay, you're out.
Tink, tink, tink.
Yeah, you're free now. So now, like, this is where, like, now you have to find Hilda again. Mm-hmm. And this is where Gordon leaves, right? Gordon's like, okay, I'm going to take Hilda out of here. I don't know if this is happening again or this is where it happens, but either way.
Before you enter, because he takes Hilda to safety.
Yes.
So he pieces out of the party. yes. to take Hilda somewhere, even though presumably he was where Hilda was before and did not do a great job of protecting her.
Yeah. So you have to, Gordon's going to take Hilda out of here. Is there any other drama here? You're not fighting anybody of importance here in the Colosseum, I don't think. There's like some bad guys here. There's these parasites that'll suck out your MP. Not an issue for me because I'm so strong.
So strong.
Way too strong to care about a parasite sucking out my MP.
Yeah.
Not an issue.
This is where, before I went into the Colosseum, I did a bunch of grinding outside because it's a good area where there's lots of ant lions and chimeras that you can fight and like grind up for a good amount of time.
Yeah.
So I did that for a while one morning before I proceeded forward. And then the rest of the game was super easy from that point.
Yeah. Really not too tough if you just like take some time to do some grinding. When you leave the Colosseum and you like wander all the way back to Altair and you're like, I'm just getting ready to get yelled at by Hilda again for letting her get captured again, which is, you guys have one job. You go back and she's not around though, right? Because she has a camp. They're like,
yeah,
you know,
it's
what?
Like they're going to take Finn. They're trying to do it.
We're sick of this shit, you know? Like, we're sick of the Empire just constantly having us underfoot. We're doing something about it. You're like, oh, well, what are you doing? Like, we're taking the castle back. We're like, oh, well, we want to be a part of that.
What we were trying to do in the first
place.
This
is what we've been trying to do. You wouldn't let us. And then we kept fighting the captain and getting super powerful, and we could have just marched through this. Or I could. And so Gordon's like, listen, the truth is I'm scared to lead the charge. Could you all do it? And you're like, yeah. Can we take Layla? Because she's cool. They're like, yeah, please take Layla.
Good.
So Layla's going to be part of your party for like this infiltration of Castle Finn, which I thought was fun. I kind of liked this part.
I do like in this game that like the map continues evolving and that like you see the impact of the events of the game continue to unfold on the map. So like towns will eventually get destroyed to the point where like you can't go back into them anymore. Or this little like outpost army base like pops up.
Yeah.
As their new place that's like closer to Finn with all their little tents. As they're getting ready to take the castle. So that was cool.
Yes.
I liked that.
Yeah. You have to like go into the castle. This is your turf. You know it. This is the heart of like the good guy empire. And so you're back. And then there's this jerk, Gotos, who's sitting on the throne, who looks like a wrestler, like a WWF wrestler. Like
yeah, with like a mask, like a luchador mask.
Yes,
on.
Yes, yes. And you have to fight him, you kill him, and now you've got the castle back. And so finally, for the first time in the whole game, like you've scored like solid victory.
Yeah.
Big wins here.
We took the castle, game over, done.
It's done. Like what more is there to do? Except Zed, there is more to do because
I'm sorry, the Emperor is in another castle.
The Emperor is in another castle and is still to be dealt with. There is a whole other place to go to. There's a whole series of quests that you have to take on. And we're going to get into all of that in our next podcast covering Final Fantasy II. Will it be our final Final Fantasy II podcast? I'm not entirely sure.
There's still a lot to come.
There's a decent amount of games still to go at this point, but it kind of does feel Zed like there was a moment where we were like going through this stuff, or like when I was going through this stuff at the very least, not in the conversation because I know how it ends because we both played the game, but when I was playing it, I was like, am I at the end? I was like, no, this is too short.
Yeah,
even though I've already played 20 hours. And like they're like, no, we need you to do some stuff. You have to go to this other place. And you're like, okay, why? And they're like, well, because our good friend Minwoo is missing. So now you must embark on Minwoo Impossible. Bam, 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 bam.
Mysidia Impossible.
Yes, Mysidia Impossible. Mysidia, a iconic location from Final Fantasy IV that gets its start here. Which makes me a little bit salty, but I'm not terribly mad about it. I'm excited about it. We'll talk about that all on next week's podcast. We will also talk about other Final Fantasy characters' birthdays, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, that's the content that people
We'll find some other shit posting to do. We'll find some other shit posting to do. Brooklyn Zed, they are at Hard Rock Hope on these mean internet streets. What's going on? Anything to plug? I mean, again, we are time warped at this point.
Yeah, I have no idea what I'm up to a month in the future, but I am in the middle of a period of unemployment that will end. But currently, send me your TV and film recs, your video game recs. Just talk to me, hang out with me. I got time to
give
hang
Zed
out
all the stuff.
With my friends,
give Zed all the things. I'm at Rand Howard. You can talk to me as well. Of course, hang out with us in that post show recaps patron Discord. $5. It's a steal. Come on in. We're having the best time. We want you in there. Patreon.com/postshowrecaps. In addition, at that $5 level, you're also getting so many exclusive podcasts in the bonus podcast feed that we have for the patrons of Post Show Recaps. Maximize your experience. And if you want to go full Discord, you certainly can. That's at that $10 level. You're going to come in, you're going to see that Discord at the $5 level, and there's going to be a lot going on. And then when someone tells you, oh, wait, there's more, you'll see at that $10 level.
There's a second casino.
There is a second casino, among other things. So
will not find me there.
At whatever level you are comfortable, we want you in there, and we will hang out with you, and we will have the best time. We're really excited about all of it. We hope you show up. Patreon.com/postshowrecaps.
Yeah, we'll almost November last month.
Yeah.
Last year, we like spent Thanksgiving and Christmas together. Like we all hung out and watched movies and stuff. Like it's a really good time.
It was great. You know, holidays are just around the corner and like they can be a really lonely time. Like even in like the before times and, you know, things are like changing a bit and, you know, maybe you're getting together with your family, but maybe for many of you, like that's not a thing that you're doing. We're going to be around. Come meet some new peeps. I think you're going to be very happy that you did it. Patreon.com/postshowrecaps and November 1st is a perfect time to sign up. Always good at the start of the month because Patreon charges you right when you sign up. So if you start at the start of a month instead of like on, I don't know, today, October 30th, you're going to get dinged twice and you don't want that. So go sign up on November 1st or sometime the first week of November or something like that. But we want you. Patreon.com/postshowrecaps is the way. We'll be back next time. Until then, everybody. Guy speak beaver.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.